Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Michael J., and this is Hyperthetical. This week, I am thrilled to have the man behind the original Hyperthetical, the game we used to play growing up, Mr. Scott Thomas. Scott, how are you?
Mike, doing great. Good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. I appreciate you being here. So we've been playing this game for probably 20 plus years.
Something like that. Maybe longer.
Maybe longer.
Who knows?
Anytime we hang out, we always come up with some ridiculous situation.
The more ridiculous, the better.
And try and figure out what we would do in that situation. And that's the inspiration behind Hyperthetical. So you have quite a bit of experience with this game.
I do.
But it's your first time on the show. So why don't we jump right into our warm-up game?
Yeah, sure.
I don't think you need any explanation of how we do this. But the warm-up game here is a who, what, where, when, and why. And the topic today is Gatorade.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me at all. To kind of give a little background on Mike here. He's had this obsession with orange Gatorade for years and years and years. And, you know, it got so bad that at the rehearsal dinner for his wedding, I actually got up to give a toast. But instead of giving it with champagne or beer, I actually brought up this brown paper bag. And when it came time to do the toast, I pulled an orange Gatorade bottle out of it to do the toast that way. And then, of course, I made some comment about pigs flying out the window because this was actually happening. And the Cubs winning the World Series, which actually did happen a couple of years ago. So that was actually more thrilling than the wedding. So, all right. So Gatorade.
Gatorade.
Who, what, when, where, and why.
Yeah. So who you want to share. You can share Gatorade with anyone or anything in the world.
Wow. That is a really, that's a tough one. Yeah. Have my pick. Is now alive or dead? Or so
it could be alive, could be dead, could be somewhere in between.
I would probably say Albert Einstein.
Okay. What kind of Gatorade do you think Albert Einstein would drink?
I'm thinking that Albert Einstein would probably be an original flavor kind of guy, the lemon lime.
Lemon lime.
Yeah. Okay. He just strikes me as a lemon lime, straight meat and potatoes kind of guy.
Despite the hair?
Despite the hair. I think that, yeah, I'm pretty sure it would be a lemon lime.
Okay. All right. So you're sharing Gatorade with Albert Einstein. Where are you going to share this Gatorade with him?
I would say his office at Princeton.
Okay. A little dusty now.
It's a little dusty now. I'm sure somebody else moved into that office afterwards.
That is true. That's true.
I think the only thing left of him is his brain, which I think was cut into slices and put onto little slides for people to research. But I would say the office at Princeton.
Okay.
Yeah.
When would you do this?
Today.
Today.
Today. I mean, today's a no, because I would be curious to, I wouldn't want to go back in time to do it.
Right.
So obviously there was no Gatorade when he was alive. So that would kind of make it impossible, but I'd love to do it today because I would love to get his take on, how things have progressed. Since he died in the 50s and, until today.
Okay. So you're assuming he hasn't drank anything in 50 years. So you want to get that?
No, I'm assuming I want to see, I'm going to assume, if he's alive today, right. He obviously would have experienced the last 50 years.
Okay.
I want to get his take on it.
Right.
Now, granted, I'm pretty sure that, if he reanimated right now and came back to life, the first thing he'd want is probably his brain back. But the second thing that he would want is probably just a glass of water.
Right.
He's probably a little dried out right now. Right. So maybe Gatorade, with the electrolytes and something might help him a little bit better than water.
Well, you're a helpful guy.
I try.
So what would you, while you're drinking the Gatorade, what would you want to do with him? Just hang out and talk? Or
I'd want to get his take on things.
Okay.
Anything in particular? Just the world in general, how technology has progressed, how science has progressed. I've always been a guy that, and granted, I'm not a scientist. I don't have a PhD. you know, but I love, you know, the research aspect, you know, behind it and, you know, kind of seeing how things go from point A to point B. And I think it would be fascinating to get his take on it. You know, because obviously he missed the space program. He, you know, I mean, there's a lot of, I mean, he has no idea what a smartphone is. You know, he would be, you know, I pull out my phone and he'd be shocked that I literally have all the information in the world ever published in the palm of my hand, as opposed to the volumes and volumes of books.
Right.
You know, I mean, libraries full of books it would take to have that. So
do you think he'd be more surprised by the amount of information in your phone available through your phone or the number of flavors of Gatorade available today?
Oh man. I would say the amount of information in my phone. And the only reason I would say that is because he didn't have the luxury and the joy of having access to any flavor of Gatorade, you know, during his time.
Sure.
I have a feeling he may want to try them all.
Sure.
But, you know, there were a lot of flavors of drinks and, yep, you know, different sodas and liquors and things like that when he was alive. So the number of flavors probably wouldn't surprise him. But it would be curious to, you know, just pour little samples, do like a, you know, like you get like that. a flight of wine or a flight of beer.
That sounds
perfect. Do a flight of Gatorade with Albert Einstein.
I want that.
Let's go dig him up. We can make it happen.
I mean, it doesn't have to be the Albert Einstein. I just want the flight of Gatorade.
Oh,
I mean, I would love to.
Well, that to
talk kinda, to Albert Einstein, but
that kind of ruins it. Well, you could talk to Albert Einstein.
Well, I'd love to talk back.
He's not going to. Yeah, I was going to say he's not going to say anything back.
That's true. All right, so. Yours, that's a good choice, Albert Einstein. I've always admired him.
Who would you choose?
I would go in a different direction. See, I'm debating my mind. I've got two choices. So I think what I'm going to do, I'm going to do what I did last time. I'm just going to pick both just share Gatorade with multiple.
So you're going to have a threesome with Gatorade.
It's more than three.
So man, you're really going all out this time.
Yes. So first, I would invite Joey Chestnut, champion eater.
Okay.
Because I want to see if he can drink Gatorade as fast as he can eat hot dogs.
I'm pretty sure the answer to that is yes.
I just can't imagine.
Now, hold on a second, though. Now, are you going to give him, like, you've got, what, was it 10 minutes or 11 minutes for the hot dog eating contest?
He ate 74 hot dogs.
So you're saying he's got to drink 74 bottles of Gatorade in 10 minutes?
I don't know. I don't know how much he could drink in 10 minutes. I would love to see that.
All right.
I think that'd be fascinating.
Okay.
But I also want to share Gatorade with Huey, Louie, and Dewey from DuckTales.
Okay.
The cartoons, not the actors behind them, but the actors.
No, I get that. But I would go the other way. If we're doing cartoons and things like that, I would actually do not Huey, Dewey, and Louie, but I'd love to do it with the Animaniacs.
Okay.
Because some of the things out of their mouths,
that's true,
you know, have been some of the greatest things I've heard in my life.
I can believe that. So I would do it with Joey Chestnut and the DuckTales crew.
Okay.
I would do it in Scrooge McDuck's swimming pool full of money and gold coins.
All right, that I can see.
Because I've always wanted to jump into that.
You know that would hurt, right?
Well, it's drawn. They're not real.
So. No, I mean, if you were to jump into a real pool of coins, that's pretty painful.
Yes, that would hurt. So I think that would be a perfect place to share Gatorades and watch. What we should do is Joey Chestnut should chug his Gatorade for 10 minutes from the diving board platform, and at the 10-minute mark, he dives into the pool,
and then he explodes. Because you know what happens. You're not supposed to eat or drink within 30 minutes of going swimming,
right?
So
he'll get cramped up for sure.
Oh, I think he'll get a little bit more than cramped up.
Yeah, so I think that's what I'll do. I don't care what we talk about. We'll be having so much fun drinking Gatorade and playing in a pool of money. I'll do it anytime they're available. So that's who I'd share Gatorade with. Joey Chestnut and the DuckTales kids.
So I got a surprise for you because I knew you were going to answer it that way. Doorbell's going to ring in a few minutes. Joey Chestnut's coming.
Yeah, right.
No, I'm kidding.
That would be nice.
Yeah, never met the guy. Don't know him. I think I actually have an autographed card of his somewhere along the line though. I've been an avid card collector and dealer for a long time. And, you know, I think Allen and Ginter, one of the Topps products for baseball, they came out with it a couple of years ago, did, I know they did a Joey Chestnut card. I think they had an autographed version of it as well. So nice. That'd be a cool one.
Is he eating a hot dog on?
I don't know. No, I think he's holding up the mustard belt. In that one. So I think it's pretty cool. But if I, I'll actually be at the National Sports Collectors Convention in Cleveland at the end of July. Nice. If I see one there and it's reasonably priced, I'll pick one up for you.
All right. Appreciate that. So you're going to share Gatorade with one of the most genius of geniuses in the history of the world.
And you're going to share it with three cartoons and a guy who shoves hot dogs in his face.
Sounds just about right here. Now that we've got that established, you ready for the main game?
I'm ready for the main game.
All right. Here's your situation. You're hosting a fantasy camp. So like Michael Jordan used to do back in the day, to have a fantasy basketball camp where a bunch of overage men and women would sign up to play basketball with Michael Jordan and a bunch of other basketball stars.
Chicago Cubs do it every year before spring training down in Arizona.
A lot of rock stars do it for the music side. You get to host a fantasy camp for a group of people. Any kind of fantasy camp you want, any group of people. What's your fantasy camp?
Oh, man. So I've actually got a couple. And the first one that I thought of when I came up with this one would be, I would actually partner with somebody on this.
Okay.
And this is, you know, this is kind of where the genius is. And I would partner with Ron Jeremy.
Oh boy.
And I would do the Ron Jeremy porn star fantasy camp because there are guys that went through high school and couldn't get any. And those same guys, they went through college thinking, oh man, I'm going to go out on my own. I'm going to meet some women or men if you're a woman or a woman if you're a woman, however you swing. And they didn't get any. And they go through their early adulthood and, you know, they maybe get a job or whatever. And they still don't get any. And then they're 39 years old, living in their parents' basement, playing video games all day. And they're frustrated. And then there's a knock on the door and it's some 18-year-old kid that says you're his father from that one time you got your rocks off in a sperm bank. And I don't know anybody that's actually happened to, but I'm sure that they're out there somewhere, but that's what I would do. I would do the fantasy camp for porn, you know, to be a porn star.
Okay. What do you call this camp?
Since I'm partnering with Ron Jeremy, that's going to be the big name that's kind of bringing it in. Yeah. I would call it, you know, either Ron Jeremy's fantasy porn star camp, or I would call it, you know, Hedgehog fantasy, you know, camp. That's his nickname. But, frankly, I'm surprised that that industry let anybody in that looks like him, but hey, he made it work.
That's true.
That would be one of the two, the combination of the two.
I'm almost afraid to ask, but what activities would you have at this fantasy camp?
It's actually going to be pretty straightforward. How to perform on camera. This
practical
is
stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Practical stuff that's for that industry. Cause I mean, you go to a baseball fantasy camp, you know what you do? You do drills, do some calisthenics.
Right.
And there's probably gonna be some calisthenics involved in this fantasy camp too. Cause I mean, hey, this is hard work, but just the usual stuff, you know, you can do on camera, and maybe we bring in other people from the industry to kind of recruit. Cause you never know. There might be some market for, you know, anybody that's showing up at this thing, who knows, that you could wind up, you know, with a job, coming out of it too.
So who, besides Ron Jeremy, what other celebrities, quote unquote, would you invite to this camp?
Invite to the camp? Well, there'd be, you know, obviously with today's day and age, I'd probably have Stormy Daniels, just because that's going to draw some people in. Anybody else who's a big name, I'm not, you know, I don't really follow that industry. So, you know, aside from Ron Jeremy and, in Stormy Daniels right now, I really don't know that many of them. but that's kind of where I would go with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where would you locate the camp?
For legal purposes, maybe it's got to be probably
international waters.
Well, I wouldn't say that. It's tough to find the rent for a large enough boat or an island in international waters. I'd actually do it somewhere in Nevada. Okay. Obviously it couldn't be in Las Vegas because, you know, you can't do that kind of stuff in Clark County. Obviously in whatever county Reno is in, it's not legal there either, but, maybe we rent out the Moonlight Bunny Ranch or something like that, for a week for the camp or, talk to Dennis Hoff and see what kind of rates he can give us.
Okay. That's fair. A lot of these fantasy camps, they get swag bags.
Oh, man.
So what do you put in your swag bag at the Ron Jeremy Fantasy Camp?
Condoms.
Okay.
One per person.
Only one.
Yeah, you only need one. Hey, reuse it, wash it off. It's all good.
Oh, boy.
Toys. Okay. You know, I won't get into the specifics on the type of toys. You know, trying to keep the contact or the, you know, the content of this one little towards a family friendly set, but toys.
Yeah.
Toys.
Okay.
Would be a good one. You know, obviously there's time for autograph pictures and, you know, stuff like that with, you know, for the stars and, you know, but, yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
And, how much are you going to charge for this camp?
Oh, I would say probably, and we'd have to limit the number of people too.
Okay.
Because obviously, you know, this kind of fantasy camp, you'd probably get, you know, hundreds of thousands of people that sign up. So we'd have to do a waiting list. So maybe, maybe limit it to like 20, 25 people.
Okay.
So and
smaller, more intimate camp.
Yeah, exactly. But I think, and we'd have a screening process too. You know, you have to send in a headshot and probably a body shot. But I would say we'd probably charge 30, 40 grand.
Oh, wow.
You know, well, due to the demand, I mean, you know, obviously we're going to be attracting these people. And frankly, there's people that would attend that have a lot of money.
I am sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure. So you just figure out a nice way to make a living.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, maybe we run it, you know, 2 weeks out of the year, you know, do a winter session and a summer session just in case. And, you know, I think it would be a pretty solid piece.
All right. I'm not sure I'm signing up for this camp, but it's a concept.
It is a great concept. So, I had a second one too.
All right, let's hear it.
And this is more outrageous.
We cannot transition from your camp to my idea.
To
for
yours.
A camp.
And this is more outrageous than the first one.
I'm afraid.
The second one, this is great. Snowman camp. Snowman fantasy camp. All right.
Okay.
So I'll go through it quickly.
Frosty and Olaf.
We host it in, it in International Falls, Minnesota.
Okay.
You know, they get a lot of snow up there.
Yeah.
Obviously, we're not hosting it in July. We're doing this probably in December, January, February. Okay. And the camp is really designed for people who live in warmer climates who have never seen snow before in their life to come up, and we teach them how to play in the snow, how to make snowmen, how to build snow forts.
This sounds awesome.
Build an igloo or something like that. Yeah. And I think that
you have to build an igloo.
Yeah. You have to build an igloo. Yeah. But I think that one, obviously we can open it up to more people than just the 25, you know,
is
for
it,
the first
is
one.
Is it just for adults?
No, for kids. No. This one's for kids who all ages.
All ages. Okay. Yeah.
And because of the...
So you still have an ice bar in your igloo.
Oh, absolutely.
You just would have to serve kid drinks too.
Yeah. Okay. You have mixers and stuff for the adult drinks anyway. So you're going to, you just give the kid the mixers. Right. Or, I mean, we do that. And
this is, I like this concept.
This would be a fun one.
Yeah, absolutely. So your activities are going to be building an igloo, building a snowman, snowball fights, I presume.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You know, the harder they're able to teach kids how to pack snow and make the perfect snowball, you know, ones that hurt when they hit somebody and they, they still explode, you know, into the snow. And this one, you know, cost would be a lot less expensive than, you know, the Ron Jeremy, you know, camp.
I would imagine so.
Because you can basically have as many people as you want and you have unlimited supplies. It's not like we're paying for snow.
That is true.
So, you know, you can open it up to 500-600 people at a time and, you know, charge $500 or $600.
Yep.
You know, for it and just load it up.
So who are your quote unquote celebrities that you would have it snowman camp?
I would say anybody that has been, I'd love to have Will Ferrell.
Oh, that's a good choice.
And the reason that I would have him, obviously, you know, Elf,
Rep.
You know, he played Buddy. He, you know, obviously was getting involved in the snow. You know, there's got to be, I know there's ice carving competitions and things that. So, you know, maybe we have some of the top ice carver, you know, the ice, you know, guys come up and carve sculptures, the chainsaws and, you know, just kind of do some of that kind of stuff. Teach that too. I think that would be a cool concept.
Yeah, for sure. That's, I'm liking this camp. The more you explain it,
and this is this is the other you know open for all ages kind of camp. And I think I can run them both.
Right.
You know, do one you know during the off months when it doesn't snow, and the other one you know in the wintertime. But that would be a I think it'd be a cool concept, you know, have some, you know, skiers, you know, or cross country skiers and things like that. You know, some of the Olympic athletes.
Would you have like Josh Gad, who did the voice for Olaf?
That would actually be a really cool one to have up there.
For the younger ones, at least.
Yeah.
That's cool. I like that. All right. So what's in the swag bag?
Well, that would be those maybe mittens.
Yeah. I'd imagine like a snowman kit with like a scarf, a carrot.
That could be, yeah. That's a good one, yeah. Ski mask. You know, because obviously it gets cold in your face, or maybe when they get home, they want to rub a bank.
Maybe like a snow brick maker
would be a good one. Yeah.
Slingshot for the snowballs?
I don't know if I'd go with that, but no. The traditional snowballs don't use snowball fights, you know, use slingshots. It's all by hand.
This is not a traditional camp.
No, it is true, but I would love to have a snowball. You ever build a potato cannon? No, you haven't built a potato cannon. You have?
I've used potato cannons.
Okay. So instead of a potato, we do snowball cannons. Okay. You know, get some Aquanet hairspray.
So a snowball cannon's okay, but a
not for a snowball fight. We do, but maybe we have a competition for distance.
Oh, okay. There we go.
I think that would be a great idea.
Little snowman Olympics.
Yeah, exactly. Right. That would be
get down with that.
That would be kind of fun.
That would be.
Yeah.
I like this camp.
So is that an easier transition into yours? Is that a little bit?
Yeah. So all right. We could totally go from a snow camp to my fantasy camp, which is going to sound absolutely ridiculous when I tell you the concept, but let me explain.
Okay.
And it'll start to make sense.
Now, I do want to say that I don't expect anything less than ridiculous from you.
No, this is like the epitome of ridiculous.
Okay.
I want to start a preschool fantasy camp for adults. Take the best aspects of preschool for 1 week and just do those. So we have nap time.
Okay.
Because who doesn't love a good nap?
Oh, yeah.
Right? And it's impossible as an adult to get a good nap in, especially if you
have
stuff going on.
Ask my wife.
Okay. It's difficult for many adults to find time for a nap. So nap time every day. Snack time.
Okay.
Somebody brings you the snacks. It's good snack food.
And you're not doing anything else other than eating the snack?
No, you can start a food fight. It's preschool.
Well, no, that's fine. I'm just saying, because we have snack time now. It's just, we just grab something quick to eat while we're working.
No. This is like a legitimate organized snack time where maybe we bring in like good chefs that make like ridiculous snack, all over the top snacks that we wouldn't normally have. They're just like.
Well, but if it's preschool camp, you kind of want to go back. So, I mean, I think going to the basics.
If you can get like Wolfgang Puck to make like, I'm trying to think of like chocolate chip cookies, whatever the snack is from preschool, All right. But just like take it up a notch.
Because I'm thinking like, I'm thinking like apple slices or.
Yeah, but not, we don't just do apple slices at adult preschool fantasy camp, right? We need Emeril Lagasse to come in and do his BAM magic and make these apples into something that are like something awesome.
Okay.
This is not just any camp. And when we're not sleeping and we're not eating, playing dodgeball.
I don't remember playing dodgeball in preschool though.
I don't care. I want to play dodgeball.
Okay. All right.
But at this camp, you're going to have everything from preschool around. So there's going to be like toys from your childhood, like retro action figures.
Okay. Which are expensive these days too, if you really want to get the retro. Guys.
You know, if you played with Barbie dolls, it'd be the retro Barbie dolls, whatever. There's going to be all kinds of just awesome toys. There's going to be, because we obviously can't fit into those old school, play school, little riding things.
Why not have them made for adults?
We're going to get go-karts.
Okay.
Right? So we can just.
Like real go-karts?
Like real go-karts. Okay. They might be made to look like kids.
Okay. All right. They're going to have, 100 horsepower engine in it.
And right, exactly.
They're going to be able to go 60 miles an hour.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
No helmets, of course, because when we were kids, they didn't do helmets.
Is totally back in the day. And so there'll be movies and TV shows from when we were kids.
Okay.
Playing whenever you want. So there's always activities to do.
Okay.
There's stuff to do. And there's always snack time.
Yeah.
Okay. And we have designated nap time. I mean, this is my ideal fantasy camp.
All right.
Eat, sleep, and goof around.
What if I told you that concept of a fantasy camp already exists?
Where?
I remember hearing a news story about it a couple of years ago. somebody has actually done this.
Sign me up, baby.
Yeah. You have to Google it or something. But I vaguely remembered the story about it, and it actually is real.
I want to go. but my fantasy camp will be different because we do have to have some sort of celebrity participants. That's part of the rules here.
Okay.
So I'm thinking the kid from Problem Child, the original kid from Problem Child.
Okay.
Just because, I don't know, it was a really stupid movie from when we were kids.
Yeah, I totally get that. What about
I would just love to see what kind of mess he can make as an adult.
Okay.
I would like my favorite teachers from preschool and kindergarten to come back.
From the dead?
If they're dead, then bring it.
Dig them up from what we're talking about.
Brought back Albert Einstein.
That's a good point. A good point.
When you sign up for this camp, you tell us who your favorite teachers were and bring them back.
Okay.
You know, I'm trying to build up the nostalgia.
All right.
That's the purpose of this camp.
It makes sense.
Real purpose of this camp is to get a nap in. But
and what's it going to cost?
Oh, I don't know. How much could snacks and naps cost? I guess it depends where I do it.
Yeah.
So I'd want to do it somewhere nice. I want to sleep. You know, we have actually for nap time, you get your choice between every day, a choice between a hammock.
Okay.
If the weather's good.
Okay.
Right. You could have
get a stand for the hammock, put them indoors anyway.
That's true.
Yeah.
So the hammock could be indoors or outdoors. We'll have like regular traditional beds.
Okay.
Like oversized beds.
Okay.
If you really want to relive your childhood, we can get you a really thin mat.
Okay.
You can just roll out on the floor and take a nap on that.
Okay.
We'll have couches. So wherever you want to sleep, you'll have your choices. But I'm guessing that this camp will be relatively affordable. You know, I don't know. I guess it depends where we have it. Like if we have it at some sort of resort or if we just have it at.
Yeah. Cause I mean, obviously you gotta take your costs into account. You got rent and all that stuff that you don't think about when you're a kid.
Yeah. I'd figure maybe a grand or two or a couple grand
for a week
or a few days at least.
All right.
Basically just, you know, you're being catered to and you're taken care of and you get to do the fun stuff. You don't have to worry about anything else. You don't have to clean up after yourself because Lord knows cleanup time in preschool is
a joke,
right? So it's, you know, you have no worries, no concerns. You just relax and play.
All right.
And eat good food.
All right.
And I guess my swag bag would have to be retro themed.
Okay.
Right.
Kind of like a goodie bag from a party when we were kids.
Yeah, like a goodie bag from a party. So probably a paper bag with juice boxes.
Okay.
Like Capri Suns that are impossible to open.
Yeah.
There'd be a pillow in there.
Okay.
Everybody's got their own pillow and a blankie, I suppose.
All right.
And then I would have a custom dodgeball for everybody.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Everybody get their own dodgeball. Would have your face on it, maybe.
What, the camp logo?
Camp logo.
Okay.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yes. And then the ultimate item in the swag bag would be a sippy cup flask.
Ooh. That would be awesome. Now, but a flask though, I mean the opening is so small. I mean it's almost like a sippy cup anyway.
Right. But you'd have the kind of that rubber
like the valve
in place on it. And you'd have handles on the side of the flask.
See, I don't remember those valves being there when like we were kids on sippy cups. I just remember it being like a cap with the little mouthpiece on it and like three holes in it. I don't remember the valve being there at all.
I don't remember much of my childhood.
That's a good point.
Probably dropped in my head too many times. But yeah, so it would be something along those lines. It'd be some sort of sippy cup flask.
Okay.
Maybe it'd have your initials engraved on it or
that'd be stamped cool.
on it. Something like that, you know. But that would be my fantasy camp.
So the sippy cup flask, though, that would be a great, aside from like the fantasy camp, that would be a great kind of like party favor for like a baby shower. To like give away, you know, if you're having a baby shower, give away for all the people that came in, you know, but instead of individualizing it, just put, you know, so-and-so's baby shower, you know, and then the date and stuff like that. I think that would be cool.
We've got some new businesses.
I know.
We got to get started on.
I know.
So we should probably wrap this up because we got money to make here.
We got stuff to do.
So thanks for joining me this week, Scott. I appreciate it. Where can people find you online?
They can't. No, actually. I don't do a lot online. Okay.
Where do you want people to find you?
You can find me. There's a couple different places you can find me. Facebook at Scott Rappaport, Rappoport, for those of you that can't spell. Or you can find me on Twitter, the occasional tweet at TFJew. But that's or my house.
Yeah, we won't give people
your address. Yeah, we're not going to give people my address.
I don't think your family would Appreciate that very much.
No, not at all.
All right. I appreciate you coming on. Don't forget to follow Hypothetical on Twitter and Instagram at _hypothetical, and make sure to review and subscribe to Hypothetical in your podcast player of choice. Until next time, talk to you later.